When you place your hand on the recipient's shoulder, let it mature. Let it come to completion. When your hand being there helps you to be more in contact with yourself, it has matured. When you know you are present, that one activity has fulfilled its purpose. Then you move your hand and place it on the recipient's palm. Same thing, same aim. And in order to support that, you connect to the process of breathing, to inhaling and exhaling. Whatever you're doing, let it become complete. Let each movement in Brahma be one complete movement. When you wash dishes, pick up one plate and wash it, then put it away and pick up another one. When you walk, let one step mature on the ground, and then, without pause, take another step. This way you are present with yourself. This has to be practiced, because we are accustomed to doing the opposite. You put your shirt on, and while putting your arm in the sleeve, you're no longer paying attention to what you're doing. You're already thinking of putting your other arm in the other sleeve. When you get to the second arm, your mind is already buttoning the shirt. We're always somewhere ahead of ourselves. When you are actually where you are, you taste life. When you're always in the future, you don't taste life. Life passes you by. We could be supported by all the energy around us, but we need to be present to take it in and use it. In the moment you are connected to yourself, whatever connection you make with another person is beneficial for both of you. The key is to be yourself. If you don't know how to do that, no problem. Be with the activity of the body. If you can't do that, no problem. Be with the fact your body inhales and exhales. Just bring the attention of the mind to it. You practice Brahma to express your wish to be present. Because of that desire, what you're doing may support the recipient to find their own desire to be present.